Too hot, too cold. I'm still waiting for scripture scholars to discover a first century gospel manuscript with Jesus's long forgotten HVAC sermon, the parable of the good AC technician, perhaps, something to proudly hang in each pastor's office. Goldilocks only had to worry about porridge temperature, and even that got her in trouble. During one of our city's classic Four Seasons in 1 week, I did find myself pondering unintended consequences of our new climate-creating unit. You ever feel like you're focused on the answer to one problem, but it leads you to miss the right answer on a bigger one? That's been on my mind this week. With the memory of our boiler flaming its way to destruction, 15 months old now, and with this new chiller needing to stay alert at all times to avoid the possibility of any winter freeze, can we even turn the heat on? Is there a possibility of these waters mixing again? The Bonnie Carey spillway meets the Gulf, but in hot and cold form. I've been assured there's no threat. But blessed is that steward whom the master finds studying his HVAC controls. Do you ever feel like solving smaller problems leads to bigger ones? This is the story of the Sadducees today. They could understand our predicament well, and not just because this wealthy group of Jews probably would have been the ones paying for first century chiller units themselves. The Sadducees stuck to the texts of the scriptures, not allowing for Jewish oral tradition, the rabbinical teachings that helped apply the word of God to other situations or even later arriving scriptural additions. It's why Luke describes them as, quote, those who deny that there is a resurrection. They didn't find it in the text. And that detail would have been helpful for Luke's predominantly Gentile Christian audience to understand their starting points. And the Sadducees had some starting points. The scenario they bring up today of a brother-in-law taking the wife of his deceased brother comes out of the book of Deuteronomy. It's a piece of legislation that seeks to solve a problem, the protection of a childless, husbandless woman in a patriarchal society, land passed through and owned by the man. In Deuteronomy 25, it's all spelled out incredibly. If a brother-in-law refused to take the woman as his own, there's even a shaming ritual. His sister-in-law, the text reads, in the presence of the elders, shall go up to him, strip his sandal from his foot, and spit in his face, declaring, this is how one should be treated who will not build up his brother's family. The best part, the man refusing to take his brother's wife shall be called forever after, quote, the house of the man stripped of his sandal. Imagine putting that on your mailbox. The house of the man stripped of his sandal. So this is a serious issue for the Jewish people. Serious enough that in addressing it, the Sadducees are completely confused on how the resurrection could even work. After seven such marriages, the extreme example demands, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? We often can feel like one of those Sadducees, their predicament from a smaller question answered, a bigger one revealed, their predicament from a failure to truly understand the resurrection. Jesus does not go into great details on the hereafter. Even the fruit of centuries of inspired reflection from the church only illuminates so much. But listen to the substance of Jesus' answer this morning. Eternal life with God is bigger and deeper and better than your limited thinking. Our God is the God of the living, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as Moses heard at the burning bush. and as the Sadducees could possibly accept from the scriptures they acknowledged. Heaven is bigger and deeper and better. So to put it another way, start with that big answer in mind. If our living God desires relationship with us now and forever after, how do my smaller questions get in line with that? If he is eternal life and desires our own good living now, how do I answer my small ones within that light? This doesn't solve every problem, but it does help us to approach them better and hopefully save us from some HVAC-deprived loss sleeping. Do you ever feel like solving smaller problems leads to bigger ones? Try to start with some of the bigger questions this week and work your way down from there. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. That's as big, he's as big as it gets.